Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wilbur Wood. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, John Kennedy. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Stillwell. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Baird. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Baird. And now, play ball. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy takes first base on ball four. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tillman moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zipfel fields the ball and throws to Baird covering. Safe. Tillman moves to third. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tillman tags and scores. Runnels tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to second. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressuit scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. Ed Hoban now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up towards first. Zipfel catches it and throws to home to double up Yastrzemski, who tagged and tried to score. Clinton moves to second. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Hoban is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoban hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke hits a pop-up towards third. Malzahn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Zipfel moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hardy strikes out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bressuit strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobaugh strikes out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clinton takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Gardner now playing third base. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Stillwell, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clinton. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hinton moves to third. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hardy. The throw from Schmidt and he is safe. Hardy steals second. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bresud hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-2 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stillwell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tillman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Ed Hobaugh. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Shave pinch hits for John Kennedy. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tillman for a passed ball. O'Connell moves to second. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stilwell hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. O'Connell scores. Stilwell moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hinton takes first base on ball 4. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-3 in the game. Zipfel hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stilwell moves to third. Two outs. Jim King pinch hits for Don Luck. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinton. The throw from Tillman and he is safe. Hinton steals second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stilwell scores. Hinton scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Jim King now playing right field. Don Rudolph now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Zipfel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hardy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Hardy reaches third base with a triple. Schilling goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bressoud hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Merlin Nippert now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Don Rudolph. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Hannon now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nippert juggles the ball. That's an error on Nippert. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell bunts towards the mound. Nippert fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-4 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Merlin Nippert. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is walked intentionally. Earl Wilson pinch runs for Russ Nixon. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Carroll Hardy. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Billy McLeod now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. King is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier pinch runs for Bob Schmidt. Harry Bright pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Cottier moves to second. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Steve Hamilton. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Marty Cotina now pitching. Ken Retzer now catching. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clinton strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to second. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-5 in the game. Zipfel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Zipfel reaches second base with a double. Stillwell scores. Hinton moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.